89.1, Lubbock's Voice of the Arts, presents On Point with Chancellor Kent Hance.
I'm proud to announce that Texas Tech system is not going to be raising any tuition or fees. It's not just at Texas Tech University, the Health Science Center as well as Angelo State. Texas Tech University, that's the second time we've done that in the last 6 years, and we also both times did not raise room and board. We're the only school in the nation that's done that two out of the last 6 years. I'm very proud of our people. We've worked hard to come up with a game plan. And I tell you, the thing that scares me, I don't want us to price ourselves out of business. And when students are leaving with a lot of debt, it really concerns me. The state has given us less money every year. 12 years ago, they were giving us about 54% of the money. Now it's about 24%. When I was in school, and it was a long time ago, but it's $50 for tuition, not an hour, but $50. That was it. Buy your books and everything, and I could work and make it through school. I don't want to lose touch with the reality that people don't have an abundant amount of money to spend. We need the lower socioeconomic students and the middle class to be able to make sure that we're reaching everyone we should be reaching, that college is still affordable, and not have students come out owing a tremendous amount of money. At some private schools, some of the students come out owing over $100,000. I just don't see how they can pay that back. But we've tried to keep it reasonable. The Board of Regents, they're to be commended for working with us on this. But we're trying. We're glad that we've got people that are readily interested in the cost to make sure Texas Tech higher education is available to everyone.
On Point with Chancellor Kent Hance, only on 89.1, Lubbock's Voice of the Arts.